This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
If banks want to buy, sell, or hold Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, new guidelines this week call for banks to take extra care in case the investments go bad. This from the influential committee that watches over international banking out of Basel, Switzerland. The Financial Times' Philip Stafford has been covering this. He's also editor of the FT's Trading Room section. Greetings.
Hello.
I think we need to start by reminding ourselves of something. If a bank, any bank, is buying and selling stocks, bonds, or even lending out its deposits, regulators want the banks to have what? Cushions of capital, right?
Yes, I mean, this predates the financial crisis of 2008, but the rules did get quite extensively tightened up since then, that if things go wrong, global regulators want banks to have something in reserve so that you can wind the bank down without harming customers or without creating a wider ripple effect of panic and concern around the rest of the market. And that's effectively what these regulations do. And now they're really just being applied to cryptocurrencies.
And the Basel regulators have many ideas about cryptocurrency. This notion of where the reserves should be is just really just one.
It was kind of a multifaceted approach. It's important to say these things aren't set in stone at this point. These are proposals and they could well change. What they've tried to do is take a look at the whole thing and say, well, okay, if banks have exposure to this, what sort of bucket would we put them into? And for certain things, that's maybe shares that have been turned into tokens that can be traded as crypto tokens. If they do everything that a share does, then actually they can be treated as a share is by the banks, which is a relatively lenient thing. On the other hand, they've also said, well, there's another bucket here. If it looks like crypto and it can't be defined as any other way, then we're going to have to give it the highest risk weighting, which is effectively this sort of one-for-one ratio where your exposure and your capital requirements match.
Now, what do banks do with this report from the Basel Committee? I mean, I assume read it with interest, but do they have to act on what's contained within it at this stage?
It's a consultation. It's often a back and forth process between what regulators want, and then banks often respond, and then regulators go away and think about it and come back again. And you reach this sort of unhappy medium. But that is the rule. Well, banks don't have to apply this now. Well, if they have any thoughts, they should really speak up now or forever hold their peace. They've got until September to do that.
Philip Stafford covers this and is editor of the Financial Times Trading Room section. Mr. Stafford, thanks.
Thank you.